You are a baby. Oh, man. What a weekend.
Yeah, man. What a weekend.
I am exhaust.
Me toos. I almost killed Matt. I almost made Matt die on the way home this
morning.
And
thereby killing yourself, too.
Yeah, I almost made everybody die on 95. Anybody that was on 95 at that time. I've fallen asleep. Like, and I was like, kind of on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I had fallen asleep, and then I thought I was awake. Like, my eyes opened, and I could kind of see the road, but it was all dark. Like, I could just see darkness and like a hint of the white lines in front of us. And I just screamed. I was like, "Turn your lights on! Why are your lights off?"
Oh shit!
And it was, I must have just had some kind of like a, either yeah. I woke up and saw a reflection, or like my eyes were pointed in the wrong direction. His lights were on. Everything was fine. I just saw all this darkness and just had it.
Yeah. I don't know how y'all did it. Like, I was falling asleep at.
So,
you know what? Hold on. Broadcast, everyone. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren. Sorry, I forgot the comedy in that intro.
We were getting right into the talking part. Last night, as we're recording this on Sunday night, last night was my birthday party. We were sitting around the campfire until three something
in the morning. yeah, by the time we cleaned up and everything and got on the road, it was after 3:30 for sure.
Yeah. I was getting to the point that I was hallucinating as we were sitting there around the fire. Like, I would see a slight movement out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, oh shit, what was that? And then, of course, there's a possum.
It's some kind of thing making some noises. We can't confirm that it was a possum. It could have been a skunk ape. Could have been a ghost. It could have been a moped. We don't know.
Could have been Toadie sing Possum Kingdom.
Behind the boathouse. Yeah.
Oh, it was good times. It was really good times.
I'm so glad that you were able to hang with us as long as you did, because it felt really bad because our asses were late as fuck.
What happened? Was it the cupcakes? The cake?
It was a combination of a million things. It was the perfect storm to make us 3 hours late to your birthday party.
3 hours late.
Number one, it was the day that my son was scheduled to take the SAT.
Okay.
He has been scheduled to take the SAT for the past 9 months, 10 months, and it's been canceled. For the past 10 months, every time he's been scheduled, it is
now canceled. He's got it done at this point now, so he doesn't have to worry about it. It didn't get canceled again.
Okay. It didn't get canceled on Saturday. He got to take it. But the school where he was scheduled to take it was half an hour away.
Mm.
I knew I had to have him there at 7:45 in the a.m. Oof. And the note said you will not be admitted after 8 a.m. So I was very, you know, like I had. And actually, the night before, I had gone shopping for all the ingredients to build the cake and the cupcakes that I had for your birthday party. But when I got home, I planned on starting to bake that night, and I was just too tired.
Yeah.
I looked at Matt, and I was like, I'm going to take a nap on the couch. And then he tried to wake me up, and it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So I ended up just going to sleep, and I was like, I'll just set my alarm early. I'll get up and do it. Like, get up at, like, 6 a.m., I get in the kitchen, I'm getting everything together. And then at 6:30, so like I hadn't started to bake yet. I was like, I got to make sure that I'm not going to put this in the oven. But I was getting everything prepped and together and organized. I was like, I just have to make sure I'm not going to put this in the oven and then not be home to take it out of the oven.
Right.
So that hadn't happened yet. I go to get Chris up. He's getting up. He's getting his stuff together. And I'm like, you got your calculator? Yep. You got this? Yep. Do you have number two pencils? I'm sure we have them somewhere.
Jesus.
So we didn't have number two pencils in the house. So I was like, all right, you get ready. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Just be ready when I get home because we're probably going to have to leave right away. So I had to go to the grocery store to get number two pencils. And even then at the grocery store, they for some reason did not have self-checkout open, which it's like, have freaking self-checkout open when you only have one lane to check out in. And it's 7 a.m. and people are there just to get something quick and not buy much.
When you're there at the grocery store at 7 a.m, you don't want to be fucking around. Like, you're there for something like quick.
Right. Well, there was somebody trying to buy like $1,000 worth of iTunes gift cards in the checkout line in front of me. Yes, big time scammers. And, you know, they finally got her out of there because first they were like, you're going to have to go to customer service. And then even after that, something else was going on. She was like, I can't wait. And she left the store. Okay, lady, go pay your taxes or whatever it is with iTunes gift cards. Sounds good. And then the guy checking me out was just slow AF. So I got home and then we immediately had to leave, go, you know, get up to the school for the SATs.
So you didn't even get a chance to bake the cakes.
Didn't bake the cakes before I left. So by the time I'm back home, I mean, I've lost over an hour. It's like, you know, it's like 8:30 and I'm like, all right, I'm getting a late start on everything. Matt had agreed to, pick Chris up from the SATs. Like he was like, well, I'll pick him up. I'm like, okay, that's the least you can do. He'd also told me he was going to help me with the cake. I don't know how he thought he was going to do that. But I'm running behind and I start freaking out. Like I had bought these cookies to use for something. I taste the cookies. I'm like, these cookies are disgusting. Like I was mad. I was throwing stuff as I was trying to make stuff.
Lit the house on fire.
I had, so the cake I prepared for you, Jenny, I required fondant. And I forgot that several years ago I had said, I'm probably never going to use fondant again. And I got rid of most of my fondant tools, some of which I bought Friday night, some of which I had forgotten that I had thrown away. So I was also trying to like piecemeal this thing together without having everything in order.
I mean, it came out great.
It did. It really did come out great. But I was freaking out about it while I was doing it, thinking it wasn't going to come out great. And then I'm also trying to wake up Matt, telling him to go pick up Chris because he's going to be late. And I don't want the kid waiting for outside the SAT. And Matt's like, he can wait for 5 minutes. I will only be 5 minutes late. And I'm like, don't make him wait. It's like I'm screaming at him to leave. He gets there and he's calling me right away. Hey, there's no kids coming out of the building. I'm like, is the parking lot still full of cars? Yeah. And I'm like, well, those are the kids that drove themselves there. So just wait.
Yeah. He's like, your tits.
Okay. So he's upset, but then he's excited. He calls me back because he hears on the radio that Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. So there's much celebration going on. I was actually on the phone with my sister while I was finishing up some of the details, getting things together. The cake at this point is coming together great. I know that Biden is going to be our president. I'm very happy. You know, Matt isn't late for Chris, so I'm very happy about that. And then Matt calls me and I'm like, he's probably just letting me know that Chris is there in the car with him. I don't pick it up. He calls me again. I'm like, I better answer this. It could be important.
Eesh.
It was important. His battery was dead because he had sat there listening to the radio with his car off.
What?
With his ignition off.
What is he, 12? Do you not know that you need to run your car? How long was he sitting there?
At least an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So he calls me and he's like, will you come give me a jump? I'm like, I guess I need to go buy jumper cables.
He could have asked like literally anybody.
I'm like, pop your hood and see if somebody with jumper cables helps you. And then I was like, don't you have emergency roadside assistance through your insurance company? How long does that take? Well, you'd have to call them and find out, but do it.
But like, even if it took a half an hour, that's going to be less time that you don't have to get in your car and drive out and go buy jumper cables.
Well, he did try to do it. and they told him it was going to be 2 hours. So I said, all right, I can be there in an hour. But I had to clean up the kitchen.
Right.
I had to spend 15 minutes cleaning up the fondant that I had laying out so it didn't get hard and wouldn't be able to form anymore. Yeah. And I did find a way to not pay for the jumper cables. I went to my dad's house and borrowed them from him. But again, this is an hour and a half of time that I spend. Yeah.
Doing cakes and things.
Right.
Because originally we were going to record this episode while you were here.
Yes.
You were going to show up early and we're going to hang out and do the show and good times.
Yeah. And so then Matt had to go and get a new battery instead of coming straight home, too. So lots of snafus there.
I mean, this is 2020 in a nutshell, I think. The best laid plans.
But it's interesting because even though, like, at that point is when I should have started freaking out, because I was freaking out in the morning over things that ended up not being a problem that I was able to overcorrect, I was very zen as this was happening. Like, I felt bad we were late, but was like, there's nothing we can do at this point.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll get there when we get there. And I felt bad that we were late, but I feel like we spent enough time there for your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a birthday. What a beautiful birthday it was.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous night. We enjoyed the fire. The food was fantastic.
I mean, like, there wasn't a whole lot of people that turned out, and I really expected that. I honestly expected that. But the people that I wanted to be there were there.
Scott made an amazing drink.
Oh, yeah. The spicy drink that we had.
Yeah.
Last time.
That was really good.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
I got heartburn between, like, it was all of the cake and all of the sweet drinks and all that shit. I was just like killing myself. I had acid reflux the entire fucking night. The entire night. I'm still wearing my same clothes that I wore yesterday.
I did have to get up and shower because we went to go eat.
We talked about it, but then we put on TV shows and movies and we just laid on the bed and took naps all day. Yeah, it's good.
Well, did you have a happy birthday?
I did. I had a fantastic birthday.
I think some of our listeners, particularly Tori, might be happy to know that I did present you with a ring.
Yes, she did. I have it on video. We'll post that someplace. Maybe on our YouTube, I guess. We'll actually use our YouTube for something. So like, I guess it started last Wednesday was my actual birthday, or was it Tuesday? It was Wednesday, because it was the day after Election Day, because I was like, hey, can I have a new president for my birthday, please, everyone? Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Just there in time for your party.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's projected and there's going to be, it's going to be drawn out. It's going to be painful for the next month.
I think there's going to be some lawsuits, but it seems like all the lawsuits are going to be dismissed.
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't seem like any of them are going to hold any kind of weight.
Gritty's not going to have anything to fucking do with that
shit. Dude, those Gritty memes were just, I was just living for them for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
And the best part of it is that I believe for the past 3 years, we've all just been making fun of Gritty. Like.
Yeah, but in kind of a, like, I don't know, like in a friendly way, you know?
I mean, no, but like since Gritty's existence, like it was just like, what the fuck is that? And Philadelphians have like this ownership over him, almost like your little brother that like you pick on at home.
Exactly.
But you better not touch my little brother when we get into school. And I, like, you know, that's kind of like Philadelphians, I think, kind of shrugged their shoulders and scratched their heads when it was announced. But then when other places were making fun of Gritty, they were like, don't you fucking make fun of Gritty. That's fucking Gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we all love and appreciate Gritty for who he is. I just wish that the Philly fanatic were getting the same amount of respect and attention.
I mean, I liked it for being different, at least. I'll say that. I like Gritty for being different.
Mm-hmm.
So for my birthday, Scott made dinner. He made a fantastic cake, chocolate with espresso and coffee and homemade caramel.
God,
my cat
good.
Is pushing my computer off the table. I'm wearing a little And it was just a whole week of like good times, and you know, it was a relief from the hellscape that has been 2020, basically. I did get several towels, and you know, I'll be 42 for an entire year. So if you want to send me a towel, just DM me and ask me for my address, and I'll send you somebody's address. It might not be mine, but you can
but
send
you can mail the towel there.
Right.
You should get one of those like Amazon PO boxes or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people
you know,
can send
I could,
you towels.
Honestly, but couldn't somebody ship it to like an Amazon like post office box or whatever? What do you call those things? The pickup boxes, like at Rite Aid
yeah.
shit or whatever.
Yeah.
They could do that. Yeah, I'll do that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Send me a towel. Fun shit. Oh, so I don't think I had my hair dyed last time we did a show, right?
No, I don't think you did.
It's been it's been since January, I think, last time I had it done. Jeez. It was getting to the point that it was like actually my natural color and it was grown out. I had traffic court last month, so I got it cut, got it highlighted, tried to look presentable for court, and it paid off because like got dismissed as a warning. And then I was like, as soon as traffic court is done, I am coloring my hair purple and green or whatever again. It's been a bit since we did it, and I got Chief to do it. So it looks way more purple than usual. I'm a little disappointed. So like,
no, I really like it though. I like you with the darker look.
No, I like it. I was kind of interrupting myself.
Oh, sorry.
So after we did mine, he was like, I can't remember if I suggested or if he wanted to do it, but either way, the plan was to dye his hair blue. We were going to go like a cobalt blue kind of color. So I was like, okay, like next time I'm on my way to your house, I'll stop by the store where I normally get my stuff and I'll pick up a tube of the dark blue of the same brand. And I go to buy it and I find that my brand is basically being discontinued.
Oh.
So I'm like, they had one tube left of the green and everything else was like orange and pink and yellow and all these colors that I don't use. So I'm like, I'm kind of disappointed about that. That's what I'm upset about because like I, you know, I've been using these colors for years. Like I know that it really works well. It's a long process because this is a semi-permanent color. And since I have dark hair, I have to highlight it first, basically bleach most of the color out and then go add the color back in, which is why like last time I was just like, I just paid them at Supercuts, like just highlight it for me and then I'll do the color myself because the highlighting is the hard part. Right.
Right.
So I couldn't find the color that we wanted to do for him. So I was just like, I grab another tube of color and I try to find the one that looked closest to it. And his hair's like light brown, you know? So I was like, I think this will work. So we do it. We put the whole thing on his hair. I wrapped it in foil, wrapped plastic around it, like so that it would bake on. Because it's like, you know, if you've never done this, like it's basically just a pigment, like in conditioner, right? And it just, your hair is supposed to just absorb the pigment. And it, as you wash it, it lightens and it, you know, goes away. For me, it usually lasts like 3 or 4 months or something like that, I think. So I put it in his hair. We let it sit for like an hour or something and wash it out. And absolutely none of the color stuck. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Now we got to do it again. If you want to do it, you know, he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So one of the things I did wrong, the color that I bought was basically for textured African-American hair. Because I'm not a professional. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, like, his hair's never been colored, never been dyed. Like, you have to, like, kind of destroy your hair a little bit so that it can, like, absorb the color. So it didn't. That's why it didn't work, I think. Went to Sally's the next day, bought the stuff. Again, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I pick up a tube that looks good. There's not even like a hair swatch underneath of it. So we're like, This looks good. It's called vintage denim.
All right.
It's
all
permanent.
Right.
Take it home. I go to squeeze out the tube and it's like white. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it white? And then I realize that because it's permanent, it's relying on the developer. Like you have to mix it with the cream developer and it creates this chemical reaction. Kind of like when you buy the, any of the kits in the store, which I haven't done forever. You mix the two things and then it turns into auburn or whatever blonde, you know. So now we have to go back to Sally's for like the third freaking time. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I just asked the lady, and I'm surprised they didn't like ask me while I was there. Like, hey, do you need this with it? We see you're buying this tube. Like you might want to make sure that, do you have the developer that goes with it so that I would know. They were out of like everything. They were out of like the mixing bowls. They were out of like most of the brushes. They were out of I think they only had like one pack of gloves or something. Oh, and to add to that, because I thought I was buying semi-permanent like mine, we bought a lightning kit, like a peroxide lightning kit. So we had already done his hair. So now we have done semi-permanent. We've done highlighter, peroxide. And now I've got to bleach it again. I'm like, okay, your hair might fall out. It did not, fortunately. But the color that it came out, it looks good. But it turned out to be like a kind of more of like an aqua blue.
Yeah, it's kind of I was thinking that. Yeah, like a there's a bit of a greenish to it.
Yes. And I don't know if it's because I fucked up.
It might be because of the like peroxided bleachedness, like depending on how peroxided it got. If it was already kind of brassy, then it might have been taken on a little bit more of a greenish when mixed with the blue.
The other kit actually didn't, it didn't do a whole lot. I mean, it could be like the natural color of his hair or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Just kind of mixed with it weird. I don't know what I'm
doing. But you said there was no hair swatch either, so who knows what they intended.
But when
sometimes,
I think,
like when you buy the box, it'll show you like, if your hair is this color, this will look like this. If it is this color, it'll look like that.
Nothing. It was like a tube, and it was like, I mean, there was a color on it, like the color of the box, but I was like, I don't think this is going to be the color of the thing. And it did not look like the color on the box. Like it was shiny blue. So, I mean, like,
okay,
it was like had a holographic shit on it. So I was like, there's no way that this is what it's going to be. To me, didn't look like what I would call vintage denim. Like I would have thought of being like, you know, kind of washed dark blue, which is close-ish to the color what we were looking for. You know, I don't know. He likes it.
I did think it looked great.
I think it looks great.
And
too.
I was very excited to meet him last night, which it surprised me that it hadn't happened yet.
It's it's one of those weird, like surreal things where you're like, you've been talking to him for now.
Yeah.
6 or 8 months or whatever. No.
Yeah. I guess. Well, since the first 48 that we did, which was in April or was that in March?
I think it was in April.
Remember. Yeah. So it feels like, you know, since then we've, you know, chatted with him regularly and, you know, interacted and, you know, he and I are discussing side projects. I slid up and then DMs.
Girl. Get a dick pic?
Unfortunately, no. I really wanted one to show you at your party last night. I'm sorry it didn't happen. I
can't believe you let me down.
I let you down hard. Twitter let us down too. That was surprising. Yeah. I guess it was just too late for Twitter.
It was 3 a.m. Yeah. However, I mean, you know, Twitter's worldwide.
When you ask Twitter for a dick at 3 a.m, Twitter should deliver.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, there's dicks awake at some point in the world, all around the world. Like, whatever. Somebody.
Do we need to even explain what we're talking about right now?
No.
Just sometimes you want a dick pic and you ask Twitter for it. And usually it works, unfortunately.
So it's been a great week. I am tired. I wouldn't say that I'm hungover now, but I'm very tired. I just want to go to sleep. I might have to go
grocery shopping after this. I just realized that like our cupboards are bare and we really need to stop.
I should have sent some fucking home some food home with you. I have taken so much food. I accidentally got meal kits last week because if you don't cancel it, like you can cancel it like up to 6 weeks in advance. And I didn't do that. Like I was trying to decide. So I got those. I got all the food for the party. I've got leftovers from last week. It's jam packed in the fridge. Mm-hmm. The freezer is jam packed. I've got more burgers still. I've got more tomato mozzarella salad. I've got two things of hummus that didn't even get opened. That seven layer dip
was banging.
Yeah. That's a classic. We were talking about that as we were setting up. Like, that was a thing that we always had at every picnic, at every family picnic. It was a giant fucking seven. Like I was saying, I think that my dad used to make it in like a 9x13 like cake pan and just do like a double of it, and he would eat like half of it himself.
Nice.
But it was it was fucking on point, man. Had guac and everything in it. Yeah, I was pussied out and just bought it.
Those burgers you made were great. Scott made them, I guess.
Yeah.
They were great.
Just salt and pepper, man. Grilled.
Real good. Real
propane
good.
And propane accessories. Good shit. I made the Italian flag for you out of vegetables.
Yes, that was impressive. And I appreciated it. I felt it in here.
Yes, I wanted to, appeal to your Italian side since I have to make up for the ricotta. I mean, the
cottage cheese lasagna. Nah.
Ugh. It was good.
I'm sure the food you made was fine. However, it cannot be called lasagna.
I'm going to call it what the fuck I want.
Were there lasagna noodles in it?
No.
Was there ricotta in it?
Nope.
Then it was not lasagna.
I'm going to call it what the fuck I want.
You made a casserole.
I'm gonna call it.
You made a casserole, bitch.
I'll call what the fuck I want.
You had more to talk about your week. Let's move on.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
But I think you were starting to talk about how your week went overall.
I mean, I think I've wrapped it up. I got
maybe you hurt yourself or something.
Oh shit. Listen, yeah. Okay. Mercury has been in Gatorade for like a month now.
What does that mean? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay, explain what it means, because I don't understand astronomy. I don't understand fake star religion.
So when you look at the planets, like normally they just go in the same direction across the sky. Mercury and like a couple other planets, like just depending on like the orbit, can appear to like move backwards from its normal direction, and depending on like where it like I don't know, they say that when it does that, like it fucks up communication. Mercury is the planet of communication, so people were getting very nervous about possible communication errors from October 13th to November 3rd.
I'm sorry. So because when we look up at the sky and something might be orbiting, even though it's still orbiting the same and nothing has fucking changed, it's just our perspective makes it look like it's different.
Yes.
What does that have to do with our life?
I don't fucking know. It's magic. I can't explain it.
All right. I'm just going to sit here with my anti-religion face.
Point being that when somebody says, hey, this thing that supposedly affects communication in a negative way,
Mercury was the messenger god. That's true.
Yes. Happens to be from October 13th to November 3rd when we're doing a fucking election and there's shit being mailed in. Things could happen. Apparently, I guess it worked against Trump because, we totally defrauded the whole fucking election against him. But, whatever. Fuck him. Now, I don't really subscribe to this. I know about stuff because that's what I do.
Okay.
I think I've talked to you about this before. I have a problem with, I've tried to not get into astrology whatsoever, because when I get into it even a little bit, it starts to like seep in. I don't believe in it. I don't look at my daily horoscope, but it's an old habit. It's an old habit from when I used to really be into it. And it's like, oh yeah, Mercury's in retrograde. Oh, this is going to fucking suck. I also don't, well, anyways, let me get into it. The whole point being that I was especially clumsy last week, and I injured myself so many fucking times. I thought I was actually going to have to go to the hospital for one of the fucking things.
What'd you do? What happened?
So the first thing I did, I was over at Chief's house, and I go to put my, I have this little rolling suitcase with the like telescoping handle, and I couldn't get the freaking thing to go back down. So I did like this, and I had my hand like that, and it pinched my finger in between the pieces of metal, and it, like, I had a blood blister under the skin. It was gushing blood out of my hand. That wasn't even the bad one. I think it was the next day.
So hold on. Wait. But was it under the skin or was it gushing blood?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So you push it down. All of a sudden you're bleeding, and then you get the bleeding to stop, and then there's a blood blister there too.
Yes.
Jesus.
So that
I don't
actually
understand how that happens. That's insane.
I don't either. Like,
so much
trauma. I've never had that. Like, it's either always been one or the other. Either you get a blood blister under the skin, or it bleeds and then it heals up and you're good.
Yeah.
No, like, I could see the blood blister forming as it was gushing blood, and I had to hold ice on it for like an hour. I put paper towels on it to absorb the amount of blood that was coming out of it. Yeah, and then
that's insane.
I think it was either that day or the next day, I burned myself on the oven as we were fixing dinner.
Oof.
And then a couple nights later, I go to check to make sure one of the doors is locked, and I'm walking around in the house barefoot as I normally do.
Oh no.
And I kicked a metal chair over in the studio room with my bare fucking toes.
Oh no.
And it's like, this is a metal school chair from like the 70s. Like,
wow.
You're like an office chair or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's heavy. Ugh. It's heavy metal, dude. That fucking thing, I thought I had broken my toe. No fucking shit. I could barely walk. I almost collapsed on the ground.
Oh my God.
It hurt for like 4 days of like, oof, like I didn't even put shoes on.
You might have broken your toe.
I mean, it doesn't hurt now, so
was it
probably
the big
fine
toe or
no? It was the middle one.
Yeah, you might have broken it.
I was debating like taping it up because I was like, you know, I'm not going to go to the doctor for that. I'll
that's
just
like there's like nothing the doctor can do if you break a toe. Yeah, even your big toe, they're like, it'll heal.
I thought I was going to have another like nail fall off or something.
Oh yeah,
the whole trauma again.
Nasty.
Yeah, I don't even think I do have a bruise there. Like, it's kind of, I think it was like a bone bruise, maybe.
Okay.
But it, like, it was so bad, I couldn't even put shoes on the next day.
You said bone.
Yes.
God, well, that's terrible. Well, I'm glad that Mercury is done with its Gatorade.
Yes.
And you can go back to normal.
I'm sorry to bore you to death with astronomy.
No, well, I like want to understand it, but at the same time, somebody who was raised deeply religious and lost my faith long ago, it's very difficult for me to listen to magic and try to act like it exists.
Right. I was like left to like form my own opinions.
Yeah.
Which
is how you should do it.
Right now. Well, but that's what I like when I was a teenager and I was forming my own opinions about like religion or magic or whatever the fuck.
Religion.
That's when I got into astrology. Like I was saying, I never really got into like, this is how the planets are affecting us on a daily basis. This is what it's going to affect. You know, I don't look at the daily horoscope and say like, oh, this is a bad day to drive to Richmond or whatever. Like,
so I was raised in a home that was so religious, I was not allowed to read my horoscope or look at anything.
Stuff.
Right. Exactly. That's the devil. I was aware that I was a Pisces. I never really knew what that meant. I still don't know what it means, other than the birthdays.
You're emotional.
Yeah, who isn't? But I remember trying to get into some stuff when I was... what was that?
Capricorns.
Not emotional people. Well, oh, wow, you're right. they seem to fit a mold in my life. I remember looking at a, like, it was called, I think, the Secret Book of Birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to tell you, like, exactly who you were, it, like, by your birthday. And even sometimes certain people born in different years might have a slightly different thing going on. Mm-hmm. And I, like, I would pay attention to things, but I was only, like, for fun. Like, I never thought, like,
yeah,
oh, that's real. That's real. But I would always think it was fun and interesting.
Right.
And then it was somewhere, somewhere in my mid-20s, I'd say, I lost my faith completely.
Right. Just like, fuck,
you know,
it all.
Cause
I'm done.
From the time I was, you know, raised Catholic, believed in it very deeply. Somewhere in my late teens, early 20s, I was more agnostic along the lines of, well, who knows if this is really it, but I believe that there is something. This is what I know. This is how I'll continue to choose to worship. And then faded away from that a bit, more toward just like agnostic. Well, there's something, I'll keep praying. And then I don't even know how old I was or if there was one specific incident. There wasn't one specific incident. It was just my life at that point. I was like, yeah, obviously I have hope in something that is not there, that's not responding to me, that doesn't need to respond to me. I came to this epiphany that the universe owes me nothing. I can't just keep asking and expecting that because I lived a good life and made the right decisions based on ancient texts, that's probably not as ancient as we think it is, I'm going to get rewarded for it. The universe owes me nothing. I can only continue to be myself and continue to live a good life and continue to love the people who I love and take care of the things that I want to take care of. But that doesn't mean there's anything behind that.
Right.
There's not a deeper reason or meaning. I just need to be content in what is.
The universe owes me about 350.
I got a little too deep. I'm sorry there.
Yeah,
but it's just one of those, because of the way I arose to being an atheist, like, I think some people were raised to be an atheist, you know, some or not necessarily raised to be an atheist, but raised without religion. And then they got curious about things. And like, I remember talking to a friend who was learning about paganism and was talking about the rituals and the repetition and how cool it is. And I was like, that's Catholicism. That's what I grew up with. It's not cool. It's stupid. It doesn't exist. And then I felt really bad too. And I feel bad.
That's kind of a dick move.
Yeah, because I feel bad for saying that to somebody who's excited about their religion. Because
whether it's Catholicism or whether it's paganism or Judaism or whatever, like, if somebody finds, or even, you know, different meditations, like, if you find peace and you're able to center yourself based on those rituals, then what the fuck, as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
Sure.
I mean, I don't judge you for not having any rituals.
No. I don't have any either. No, like, I still have things where, like, I have to stop myself because there are things that make me want to, we're just going to stop this conversation.
Oh, shit. It's probably for the best.
But
probably
I
shouldn't have got into it. I was just trying to talk about astrology and explain some shit to you.
I agree that I should respect all religions,
no matter
what they are.
You should. Because I think, you know, if you want people to respect you for not having religion, then you have to respect as long as they're not hurting anybody else.
Sure. That's my problem, is I feel like most religion hurts people. And that's difficult to, you know, there's a difference between religion and spirituality also.
Yes.
The reason why I feel like the harm comes is the organization of the religion and the hierarchy of it.
Okay. And yeah, we're getting way too deep on this. I mean, because I grew up around the Catholic Church, so I understand. I was not brought up Catholic, but mm-hmm. I was around it, and I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a particular... I heard somebody say once that the Catholic Church basically raises more Catholics and atheists. Like, there's no in between. And yeah. you obviously fell on that side of it.
Yeah.
But somebody who's brought up, like, very, like, more open about certain types of religious beliefs probably didn't swing that far the opposite direction. You know, like, there's a lot of spectrum mm-hmm. on this show, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like autism spectrum.
Many, many shades of that spectrum. Speaking of religion, though, I just want to give a quick shout out. We haven't talked about some nerd shit lately. And the Force is strong within me. The Jedi Force, that is. The Mandalorian is freaking epic right now. I don't think you're watching it, Jenny.
Not.
You're not? No. And that's fine. I'm not going to have a big discussion about it. I just think we need to give a little shout out to it. We used to give nerd shout outs to stuff all the time.
Could you tell, like, I mean, is this like an indie thing that I've never heard about?
The Mandalorian's on Disney Plus, and it's
I've
a
never
space
heard of it.
Western.
It's never heard of it.
Space Western. You don't have to have heard of it. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a space Western. And even if you're not a Star Wars fan, I think that you could really find a lot of joy in it. And it's a great show. And it really makes 12-year-old me excited because it's not just fan service. I feel like they've taken a lot of care and written a lot of great episodes. And there are scenes that, like, 12-year-old me is so excited to see, like with jetpacks and really cool characters and stuff like that. But then also it's not just doing jetpacks and cool characters. It's like a great story. That's all. I'll shut up.
I just don't have anything to add to it.
You don't have to.
And I think here's the thing is that I feel like anybody who's interested in Star Wars to the point that they're going to watch The Mandalorian already knows about The Mandalorian.
I don't think, but my point is you don't have to be interested in Star Wars.
That's you think Justin would watch The Mandalorian? Do you think the bull would like The Mandalorian?
I think the bull would love The Mandalorian. I actually do think Justin and his kids would really like it because it's really not Star Wars. It's space Western and it's a cool story. But also, I don't think Justin will like it because Justin was talking last night about how he feels bad when he likes things that are critically acclaimed. So
that's because he's a pretentious jerk. We should probably end this show before we offend literally
God.
Everyone who listens to it.
I was just trying to end this on a high note since I went off on God and magic. When did I become such an uptight cunt? Jeez. I can't even laugh about Mercury in retrograde.
Look, we're tired. It's been a long fucking weekend.
It was a long weekend, guys. We still love you. We got on here.
I don't know when the episode is coming out, but we're recording Comic Cons again this weekend.
Oh, that's right. It'll be a couple weeks probably.
So people should subscribe to that and keep an eye out for us talking about Homo Alone.
Homo Alone. That's when you get fucked in the butt and do this.
Oh.
And then take one in the mouth too.
Oh.
Hey guys. Hey, we're Mouthy Broadcast.
MouthyBroadcast.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. You can call us 757-541-CUNT. Tell us how much you hate us. That would be great.
Tell us how much I offended you by talking shit about your God.
See you
or
next
your religion
Tuesday.
If you don't have God.
Motherfuckers.
And I apologize. I feel like I fucked this one up. That.
Hey, man.
The views of the religious views of Lauren do not in any way reflect the religious views of Mouthy Broadcast, Inc.